in Greek, lesson 8. Father, bless this study. And Lord, I thank you for hungry hearts and faithful men and women. Lord, we don't have to be a rocket scientist. And a lot of these things stretch us. But Lord, I pray that we would allow you to change us. And that's our goal, God. Don't ever let us be satisfied with who we are, where we're at. We have not attained. We just know that you've apprehended us, God. And we want to strive for the prize of the high calling that's in Christ Jesus, God. And that involves sometimes Greek. So we need your help, Lord, to learn just a lot of things and learn how to apply them. I pray you make it practical today. Help me to be clear and helpful in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, lots of things on our plate. 5, get you out a sheet of paper in, or do it on the back of one of your pages. You will want to take these words, and then I'll work through them with you. You'll want to obviously identify. Now, these are simple sentences. You'll want to take the verb, break it up into its root word. What is its the ending? What is it saying? And then give me the English, okay? And these simple sentences you ought to instantly notice. These are your definite articles. Sometimes you have a definite article in here before your subject. So you're identifying your verb, your direct object, and what's it saying. So then we're going to work on that. So let's see. I don't mind if we just work it together. Dan, talk to me. What is this word? Say it.
Anthropone.
Okay. As in Al Capone. Anthropone, all right? Anthropone, root word?
Anthropos.
Which is what?
Man.
So, all right? And what could it be? What is this? This is actually a noun, okay? But it has a certain ending. It's called a case, a case ending. It is called the lib case, and but it's a genitive case. I have several here. It's a genitive case, anthropone. You've got your case endings there. I don't remember what page it's on.
Yeah, page 10.
All right.
Let's find page 10. Not my page 10. I gotta find it here.
Oh, no. It's genitive.
Yes, it's genitive. And so what would it possibly be saying?
Men.
Okay, not just men. Of men, or from men.
Oh, of men. Right.
Okay, so we have, it's the genitive case, singular.
Plural.
It's plural. That's
plural.
Sorry. You got one right. Plural, and it is of or from men. Okay, you can usually just pick one of them.
It's GA for genitive or opposite, or ablative, or whatever you call it.
It's just genitive. That's what we have a 5 case in your 2 or 3. Nominatives, N-O-M. I just have this. Vocative VOC, I just have it with those LID stands for locative, instrumental, and dative all together. Okay, so when I say LID, it's for those three, and so genitive is GA. It's not genitive ablative. It could be genitive ablative. Forgive me, I forgot that. Yeah, that's right. But that's in the 8 case system. It's just the way that I just always thought it was genitive, but it's actually genitive ablative. Let's look at this, all right? First thing you'll notice here, this is not a verb, it's not a noun. What is it?
I don't call it a
noun. Adverb?
Nope. A definite article. Okay? Like the, all right? Okay, so, Barry, what is this word? And tell me how to figure it further.
What is it? Post, is it?
No, first work on this word first.
Oh, yeah.
Apostolos.
Apostolos, right? Apostolos. Las. Las. Okay? And your root word would be? Apostle.
Apostolos.
All right? Apostolos. Apostolos. All right? So if it's apostolos, now what are we doing after that? We're trying to find endings. And notice how the endings match. If this definite article is connected with that noun, they have to match. If this definite article was written different, it would be matching another noun somewhere else in the sentence. Okay? So these two have to relate. You'll notice that when you're translating, for the most part, there are exceptions, but most of the time, you'll find a noun with a definite article or without a definite article. But with the definite article, they will match in its ending. So you got to find your definite articles that tell you what this is.
Definite articles.
Yeah, with the ending.
In the notes.
So, yeah, you want to go there where we were talking about the...
is it the apostles?
Yeah, but it is another, what is it called? I mean, what is its case? Is it you made it plural, that's right, these are plural, but what is its
plural? I don't know any of the case
things. Well, look on your page. I have page 15. What page have you got?
10. The nouns or the verbs?
Nouns, but I've got like where we had anthropos, anthropou, anthropo, anthropon.
He's got it.
Pos is, I don't see it. Oh, yeah. Nominative.
Okay. Is it nominative?
No.
No. Yeah. Come on. It's on the right side. It's plural.
Dative.
Yes, that's dative. Yeah. All right. Or lid, whichever way. Is dative, plural, what would be... How would you translate that?
To the apostles.
To or for the apostles. So, just say, you'd say for or to the apostles, and they are plural.
So what's the first word?
Twice.
And it means?
The. To or from the.
So it couldn't be with the apostles or by the...
No, with or by would have to be... isn't that accusative?
That's instrumental.
Or instrumental. This is, yes, it is possible to go down all the way along through there. Yeah, I'm just trying to say real simple. Yeah, it could be any of those.
Okay.
Good, big, right, that's right.
In context, it wouldn't make sense if it was in the apostles or...
Right.
Okay.
Unless it is in the midst of the apostles and just understood things like that, all right? The kingdom of God is in you, in the midst of you. All right. John. No. Angeloi.
Oh, sorry, Angeloi.
Mm-hmm.
To cure you.
To cure you. Okay. Angeloi, to cure you. So, what do we do here?
To would be genitive, singular. So it's messenger of the Lord.
Okay, or probably, unless you're dealing with a human, it would by nature just leave it as angel of, is it angel to, what did you say, angel of the Lord, isn't it?
Of the Lord.
Yeah.
Bless you. Of a word. Well, I know it didn't say, can you put thy in anyway?
But is it angel? What is this ending here? Noun ending?
Nominative.
Singular or plural?
Plural, sorry.
Plural, so it's angels of the Lord.
Okay.
So these are things where you're going to come along and you've got to be able to identify that, what did we say that was? I've got to find my thing here. That's your nominative case, plural, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That's your nominative. Plural of and angelos, okay, and so we know that is angels, and then to cure you is what? What did you call that? What did you put that as?
Oath, glory.
Yeah, but what's its case?
Singular.
Good.
Genitive.
Is that genitive? All right? Genitive, singular. Yeah, it's not like angels of the Lord. It's angel of the Lord, and I have genitive case singular. Exactly. Okay. So this is what you'll be doing in just a few minutes, and you will hate me for it. Don't worry. All right, Gina, next one. Not O.
O.
Ho.
Ha.
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 Ha. Okay. Ha. Philos. Graphe.
Graphe. Good. Ha. Philos. Philosophy. Philos. Graphe.
Philos is nominative.
Sorry?
Philos is nominative case. Yeah. Singular.
Yep, nominative singular. So how would you write that? If that's nominative singular, let's just do it here. Let's do it here. Nominative singular. What is philos? Philos.
Friend.
Friend. Okay, so we have one word. But what is it? Is it a friend? That friend? What are we going to do?
A friend? Well, nominative.
It can't be a friend.
The friend.
It's the friend.
The friend, right.
Well, what is our ending here? What is that telling us? Now we have a verb. What is the verb doing?
Present. Isn't it?
Yeah, but when you said present, present what?
Oh, indicative active.
Present, indicative active.
He, she, or it, right.
Okay, it's third person,
third
singular.
Person singular.
That's right. So we got third. Person singular of grapho, which would be?
To write,
so
friend write.
The friend, because if it said friends wrote, but friends write in English, right. Okay, the friend writes. Doesn't, that's not plural, or
yeah.
But because the friend is doing it, it's in present action. So, well, when you say is writing, you could say that, yes, the friend is writing, or the friend writes, okay?
Right.
You choose the shorter, generally. You choose the word, the friend is writing, or the friend writes, is shorter. So just stay simpler, okay? You'll find that sometimes in your King James Bible, where...
I'm just wondering if that's one saying, the friend is writing right now, the friend writes, they could write at any time.
Well, again, without...
President indicative.
Yeah, just to say it is...
Occurring in the present.
Yeah. You're trying to make it more clearer, but the friend writes.
Okay.
You don't know.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
So
and you don't know if it's present or past, but you go back to the Greek and you find out it is present indicative. So, yes. back to you, Dan.
Yeah. Jesus made it easy, so it's the Lord...
Ha, curios.
Ha, curios, legia.
Yeah, lege.
Lege.
Uh-huh.
So the Lord.
Yeah, but what is this? Give me, is it nominative?
Oh, it's nominative, David. Case, singular.
Okay. All right, again, nominative, singular.
And then the verb is third person singular, present indicative active.
Present indicative active. Third person singular, exactly.
The Lord is saying, or the Lord says.
Okay, the Lord says. Beautiful. Or, as the prophet would say, thus saith the Lord. All right. Nahum. You always need to go in your mind and say, of Lego. All right, remember and remind yourself of the root word. Okay, that's fun, but now come some hard things. I need you to, where do we have that page that has the pronouns? First personal pronoun, second personal pronoun, and third personal pronoun. Ego, remember those pages? Is it back up, though? That's what I'm looking for. O-H-A. Yeah, I'm looking for my pronoun list. My thing's been moved around. I've been trying to correct my pages. Why don't I have it? No, no, no. Don't refer to bending. Where are you? Past tense, I did that. Maybe I got it before this. Let's see. Nope. I don't have that page. Oh, Mr. Webber, what did you do? I don't know, I'm missing a page or two out of my list. I was trying to clean it up because I got too many added pages. Okay, well, you've got a chart there somewhere that has first person pronoun, second, third, so on and so forth. Okay? Your first personal pronoun, ego, is always I. You know that list. Let me see your list there, John, so that I see what I'm looking at. Why can't I find pronouns and prepositions from the units earlier? I think I lost a page, just I have to reprint this out and make some changes. Ego. Page 14, page 15, page 16, page 13. Yeah, I'm missing a page. Page 13, 14. Wow. All right. Anyway, okay. On that list, when you've got ego, emu, emoi, and ma, you've got each one of those being first person, second person. You've also got what are called, have you got third person pronouns there? Autos.
Yeah.
Auto.
Yeah.
Auto. All right. Each one of those meaning he, and of him, they, and of them. Okay, now that one I've got. Okay, you got feminine, she, of hers, and neuter, it, and they, and of them. Those things are going to be throughout the translation exercise. You're going to have a lot of, these are personal pronouns that tell you, this is of him, this is hers, this is his, and so on and so forth. I'll give you an illustration where where an object his sword or his word, and these words were his son, when God sent his son. So these words are throughout, and we use it all the time. Okay, let's see, anything else? Because in just a moment,
there's just the gap there. It says, is that there's two his. Is there two his? Is that what that says? Auto and
autone. Each one of those things. Yeah, these endings will match. These endings will match your endings of your nouns. Okay? So it's autos is going to match the ending kurios, okay? Yes. So because of that ending, that ending will match, so, and it will mean the same thing, he or of his.
Are, so it's anthropon, and then for, oton.
That's right. That's it.
His.
That's it.
Okay.
Okay. It's just, they have all those endings, so they match. Yes. It's not just one general word.
Yes.
Okay, now the fun begins. If you'll go to a page here. Last week, Barry, you missed our little study on how to do word studies. But I want to expand that. You want to go to the page where it says New Testament word studies and the beginning of your exercises today. Back towards the back, before all that, Gina. The back a few pages. Yeah, starting here. All right, now, I had an additional page.
Yeah, I
gave it out. No. No, it said how to do the following exercises.
Yeah.
Did I give you that? I know, Barry, you weren't.
I was trying to hide it.
I'm trying to hide it. All right, what we're doing is you are taking you're taking the next page, and I don't mind even if you work together, but I want you to, and I've got my laptop there, you can use any resources on the table.
Page
you got a page there, yes sir, that one. You got a page there where what I want you to do is you'll write out each word on a line on a separate piece of paper. Okay, actually several pieces of paper. I want you to identify the root word, if it has it. So you're writing it out sometimes twice. Then I want you to describe whether it's a noun, a verb, a preposition, an article, a proper noun, a pronoun. You'll say, I didn't know what it was. But you're going to learn, okay? I can't teach you everything in the amount of time that we have. So what you're going to do is you're going to write down what it is. Then you're going to, if it's a noun, then I want you to tell whether it's masculine, feminine, or neuter. Also, see if you can tell if it's nominative, genitive, dative, accusative, or vocative. Those are the basic things. Then describe it as first, second, or third person, whether it is singular or plural, like we've been doing. If it is a verb, classify it as one of the, and you'll find lots of different possibilities. I've listed, bless you, I've listed most of them, and you're familiar with the first, well, the first two-thirds of them you know already. You will also discover things called adjectives. What is an adjective, Brother Dan?
Describes the action. Well, describes the noun.
It describes the noun, yeah. Okay. You have an adverb, which describes verbs, obviously, okay. And then you have a thing called a particle, which is like and. Conjunctive particles and disjunctive conjunctions, like but. All right. Then mechanically, you are translating the meaning. First, I'm trying to do it from memory. Blepo, what is that?
I see.
I see. So you ought to be able to just write down something based on memory. And then you're going to take that English word and place it on the following page. At any point that you're unsure, can I classify a word? And you just looked it up, put triple question marks underneath the word. And then we'll find it.
Don't do it on this page. Do it on another page.
Don't do it on that page. I just gave you an illustration. That is an example of what I want you to do. You're going to be writing out "ain" on one word, "harke" on the next line, and then "hain" on the next line, and then "ho," and then "logos," and then "kai," and then "ho" or "ha," "logos," "hain," "pros," "ton," "theon," "kai," "theos," "hain," "ho," "logos," "autos," "hain," "hen." Harke, pros, ton, theon, panta, di, autu, egeneto. Egeneta.
That's your sentence.
That's all John 1. No, John 1, 1 and John 1, 2, the first half. Okay. So, you're then going to, and again, let me just keep on cue. You will quickly discover there are many words you haven't learned yet. Isn't that nice? But that's okay. This will seem like very tedious work, but you have to get used to examining every word and classifying it as far as possible before you translate it. All right? Now you'll know from memory. All right, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God. I'll just make up a word here. Probably this means this. Don't do that, okay? And don't use your interlinear to tell you what the word is. I need you, if you get stuck, you'll go to your interlinear, but I need you to classify the word. You may know what the word is, but I want you to find out, is it present, indicative, subjunctive? Is it present? Is it aorist indicative active? What is it? I want you to know third person, first person, tell me if it's a preposition, whatever. So I gave you, you've got six columns on there, don't you? So your first column, when you write ain, the next letter, next word, you're going to repeat it because sometimes it's going to be a root word. And it is a preposition. I'm helping you there. In is a preposition, and it simply means in. Right? Where would you find the preposition that tells you what it means? If you were looking for a word and you know that it's soon. Where do you find soon?
In chart.
That's on our chart. You go, where is that preposition? Oh, with. Okay? So you're trying to find if it's not a noun, a verb, look at your preposition list. Then go to your pronoun list and try to find what is this word. Work through this so that you can get used to the tools. You got all of these resources here to draw on, and when you run into a problem, you need to be able to ask each other and try to find out, well, what is this? Is this third person, first person? And then you'll do your translating. So along there, you got, for example, harke. That is a noun. It is a feminine dative noun, and it simply means beginning. Okay? Now, what's funny is your Jehovah's Witnesses don't have, there's no definite article there, is there? Ein harkein. How come they don't say in a beginning, as if there are lots of beginnings? Why don't they translate it that way? Right? Right off the bat, you can throw a monkey wrench in anybody's translation ability. They just don't know what they're talking about. They try to use your ignorance to say, down later on, it says was word, and it doesn't say the word. Or the word was God. And since it doesn't say word was the God, they want to say it means a God. And that's not true. Just like in a beginning is not a valid way of saying it. Just by normal common sense. So, you're working down that list. I've got the third one. You've got a word there called hain. That is a verb. And it is your imperfect indicative active. But it's an irregular one. It's something you're not going to... It doesn't fit normal classification. And I'm helping you out there. But it's third person singular. And it's the word was. Not is. Okay? So it's kind of cute. Because when it says, in beginning was, it's saying in the beginning existed. In the beginning there was this thing called the word. Already in existence. And then, so, you're working through that thing, and you want to get through today about three or four verses. So, it's going to be fun. You're going to want to find every word that's there.
Are we doing this one, or we're doing the actual translation exercise?
That's the same thing.
Okay, so we're doing both of them?
So what's the difference?
I don't know what to do.
Have you already done your translation exercise?
I started it, yeah.
Okay.
This one here.
All right, but you didn't do it my way.
Okay.
My way is, this is how you will translate it. This is, every one of these words
is on the
came
page.
From?
That page, right.
The next page.
That's over here.
All right. Everyone. What is it?
Right there.
Hain, harke.
Yeah.
Hain, ho, logos. Logos. So, every one of those words are now going to get on its own line, and you're going to classify. And then after you've done that, you'll come back and take your words and mechanically put them in there. Okay? All right. And it's... Go! Your goal is to get three or four verses done. I'd be surprised if you get two. I'll be pleased if you get two. Okay, two verses done. You'll be...
Do you write our name on it?
Well, you're going to keep it.
Oh, okay. Okay.